Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Monday, May 21st, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Last week, we reported that 916 Christians are being held against their will in Eritrea. According to Kevin Turner of Strategic World Impact, persecution against Christians isn't getting any better there and says the situation's getting eerily like North Korea and Saudi Arabia.
They've actually consulted with some of these other governments for those very issues of how to contain or control the church. And at another level, this isn't just a physical, this is a spiritual battle. And so it boils down to our enemy, Satan, who is trying to crush or oppress the church.
Turner says families are suffering as their breadwinners are in prison and Christians need to support them. Next, evangelicals in the United Kingdom are concerned about a bill before Parliament that would ban incitement to religious hatred. While the bill's intention sounds noble, the Evangelical Alliance argues that the new law could undermine freedom of speech and create interreligious tensions. The penalty for breaking this law is up to 7 years in prison, and that has Christians concerned that it could be used to criminalize pastors. Pray that Christians would speak out against the bill and that it won't be passed. And they only expected 1,200, but more than 2,000 pastors gathered in Zimbabwe recently to participate in the Global Advance Frontline Shepherds Conference in Harare. David Shibley with Global Advance says difficult economic and political conditions have left the church without vision, but he says that's changing.
The Zimbabwean church is lifting up her eyes once again and looking on the fields not only of Zimbabwe, but beyond that to the continent of Africa, particularly to the north, and even to the ends of the earth, for getting the gospel to unreached peoples.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, Darkness and the Dawn, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. This book can be a great witnessing tool. It uses everyday language to help people understand the atoning work of Jesus Christ. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.